was an honor to be awarded sort of most followed Twitter account for 360 Chat. We are obviously very humbled to receive an award, to be recognized. For us, we spend a lot of time doing the grind, trying to, you know, get the news and report the news. And so when you're awarded, it's a nice reminder of some of the hard work of the team.
And what prompted you to start 263 Chat, and how many followers do you have on Twitter?
We have about 149, maybe 150,000 followers now. The inspiration behind 260 Chat actually is, you know, very, very simple and, you know, maybe naive on my part. I looked at sort of the BBC and the CNNs of the world, and I didn't like the fact that, you know, Zimbabwe is a country of 14 million people, but we focus on sort of three individuals. You know, there's more of us than there is of them. I just wanted to shift the narrative, you know, and maybe influence the narrative and get us Zimbabweans, both here in Zimbabwe and those out there in the diaspora, more importantly, to talk. You know, I think there's misconceptions about both groups on either side, and I just wanted us to talk. And so that's literally how we started 263 Chat.
And what's the way forward, looking at how, you know, the economy is? You seem to be not deterred. We've seen you come up with an online, like, I think it's a news feed of some sort. Is that under your belt as well?
So, yeah. So, obviously, we publish our news on 263chat.com. Interestingly, in a very strange way, we are growing. We are seeing a need to continue to report the news, seeing our team grow threefold. You know, if I compare this time last year to now, we obviously struggling like any Zimbabwean business in a difficult economy. You know, it's not always easy to get clients to pay on time or to even get clients to pay. But we remain focused on what we're trying to do. We obviously looking at 2017 and 2018, 2019 as well as, you know, what do we want to be when we grow up? We always ask ourselves that question. And you know, when we look at online publication, and you know, the rest of the world is going online, Zimbabwe is no exception. And so I think we're well placed in that space, and we just, you know, see ourselves growing. Obviously, this year we started producing a lot of video content. You'll see us produce more multimedia content next year, and that's pretty much kind of like the direction that we're going into.
And also, you were one of the young Zimbabweans that came here to the U.S., I remember, a few years ago under a fellowship. What fellowship were you on, and would you say this helped in any way to enhance your business in Zimbabwe?
No, it has. I was honored with this fellowship. Was a three-week fellowship, a National Leadership Visitor Program. This was nominated by the U.S. Embassy here. It was an opportunity to meet you know, like-minded people from across the continent, some from Asia as well, and for us to visit organizations that we have always, you know, I mean, respected. I mean, went to visit Inc. and Bloomberg, you know, New York Times. Went to visit, you know, organizations in Denver and San Francisco as well, who were doing some, you know, interesting work. That trip was instrumental in some of the ideas that we're actually implementing right now. So these kinds of programs are important, not just because of the places that we're visiting, but just interacting with other Africans, you know, Africans from Senegal or Burkina Faso or South Africa, Nigeria, Kenya, those kinds of countries that are also coming up, you know. So it was very interesting for us to learn some of the lessons from that trip and implement them.